Hello, Black Hills of America. It's Trent Luce with yet another Across the Plains here on News Radio KOTA, the cavalcade of information. And this information is all about ensuring that we have a domestic supply of food and fuel for a free future. South Dakota is on fire nationally and around the world. Now that I have your attention, I live in Nebraska, just to be clear. Kelly and I were proud residents of Millette County, South Dakota for 5 years. I still have this passion for South Dakota, North Dakota, Nebraska. We are the Great Plains of America. So when things happen in South Dakota, because I have so many dear friends that live there, operate there, and quite frankly, we should maybe just move into our own nation, but that's another story. We did not bring that up. The greatest frustration that I've had in traveling, I mean, I've had a lot of frustrations. Okay, this seems like some sort of an embellishment to say this is the greatest frustration. It's a major frustration. When I'm in Colorado, when I'm in Oklahoma, when I'm in Texas, when I'm in Pennsylvania, so many people will come up to me and say, if we just had a governor like South Dakota, Kristi Noem is such a good governor. She is. If you simply watch her on Fox News talk about what she's doing in South Dakota, she's absolutely the best governor. In fact, I will tell you, ashamedly, that at one point in time, I thought she was doing a great job myself. She's not. She's the largest hypocrite of any governor in this nation. And I'm going to explain why in a series of personal engagements, not something I will. There's a few things I'm going to share with you that I read on the internet from what I believe to be reputable sources from IRS documents about Kristi Noem. But most of what I'm about to share with you, I personally have encountered. I first met her at a fundraiser for Protect the Harvest, quite frankly. It was a fundraiser at Forest Lucas Estate in Indiana, and very delightful. And we exchanged numbers and we had a very cordial relationship, mostly via text, sometimes phone call, once in a while an interview. And then March 9th came around, March 9th, 2021. Now, you could be saying, Trent, how do you remember the exact date? Because that was the day the Cherry County, Nebraska commissioners held a forum about 30 by 30. And for the most part, people are like, what's 30 by 30? But if you'll take yourself back to March of 2021, we'd been in confinement. We'd been told you could not get closer than 6 feet, let alone gather in one location. But the Cherry County commissioners had learned of 30 by 30, an initiative, actually an executive order signed by Joe Biden. You can go read the executive order yourself. It's executive order 14008, signed by Joe Biden, January 27th, 2021. This 50-some page document is mostly talking about what we're living today. This gets left out of the equation at every turn, but this executive order is what we're living on, the erosion of food and fuel in this country. The article, or section six, I should say, is the section that we really want to focus on for this particular discussion. We'll talk about the crippling of petroleum, oil, crude oil, and coal for energy in another segment. But in this particular segment, we're just going to talk about one paragraph. Because one paragraph states that by the year 2030, 30% of the land and the water will be returned to its natural state. Now, what does that mean exactly? And it's been highly debated in many circles, but let's just think about 30% of the land to its natural state. That means pre-irrigation. No irrigating of crops. What have we seen happen since that point in time? We see, as we speak, the Klamath River Basin and those irrigation dams, along with generating electricity, being knocked out. We see people being allocated for water and irrigation like they've never been allocated before. And by the way, just as a quick reminder, we have the same amount of water on the planet that we had when Jesus walked the planet. It just may not all be in the same place. It's a matter about using the water. But let's talk about 30 by 30, the land part. We see that happening every single day. We see conservation easements for perpetuity, and farmers and landowners being asked to sign these easements, giving somebody else the right to decide what I do on my property if I sign one of these easements. That's part of 30 by 30. The aggressive CRP program, Conservation Reserve Program, tripling the amount of money to take it out of food production is part of 30 by 30. The partnership with the likes of Nature's Conservancy, taking food production out of the land, rewilding America, people getting subsidies to buy big tracts of land like just happened in Montana with multi-thousand acre ranch, bought to rewild it and take it back to its nature course. So we held this meeting. I was very honored to be the moderator of the meeting. We didn't know. In fact, Tanya Storr, the contact from the Cherry County Commission who got a hold of me, said, Trent, I don't know if we'll have four people, if we'll have 40 people. We could have 400, but I think we ought to have a moderator. Margaret Byfield from American Stewards of Liberty was there as well. So it was Margaret and myself giving this program. We busted the seams of the Valentine High School auditorium. 400 plus people came. They wanted to know what was going on with this initiative. It was a fantastic meeting. It set the course for what we needed to do to stand up for property rights. The next day, Margaret Byfield and Tanya Storr went to Lincoln, Nebraska to visit with the then governor, Pete Ricketts. They had a fantastic meeting. In fact, you can go search and find that Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts took this upon a cause, and he held meetings. He traveled to state. He and I did a few meetings together. Then he went out on his own, having meetings and talking about the dangers of 30 by 30. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the day after the meeting in Valentine, I went and met with Larry Roden and Christy Noem in Pier in her office. We sat and visited for 45 minutes. I explained 30 by 30. I explained what happened last night. And many people from South Dakota were there. I walked through it very thoroughly. She was very attentive. In fact, she turned to me and she said, Trent, the last day of session is happening. I need to get back in there. They've been waiting on me, but I wanted to hear what you had to say. I said, thank you. I appreciate it. And then she said, we will look into this and we'll get on it. Property rights is my number one cause. Thank you, Christy. Months went by. Christy Noem, nor South Dakota, as a state entity, did anything about standing up for property rights. Through a period of time, I contacted Christy, talked to her from time to time. I said, where are you at on 30 by 30? In fact, friends of mine from both Dakotas got a hold of me and said, I've talked to Christy. She's got legal looking into it. They're going to take a stand against 30 by 30. Never happened. Never happened. Because if you go look at opensecrets.org and find the money that Christy Noem has received from the groups that want to marginalize, I'm using the word marginalize, our property rights, you'll see why Christy Noem never took a stand for property rights. Then in the 2022 election, she's out campaigning and she says her number one issue is property rights, because South Dakota is about property rights. Immediately after she wins the election, she takes it off of her website as one of her key agenda items, and she continues to champion the erosion of property rights, unlike I've ever seen from a governor. In fact, she signed Senate Bill 201, which should have never been signed, which is the biggest erosion of property rights yet by any state, and called it the landowner's rights. She blatantly lied to people. If you don't believe me, Jared Bosley has been out on the circuit, was just in Las Vegas with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association talking about how she stabbed everybody in South Dakota in the back. Jared Bosley confronted her at Farm Fest one year in Mitchell, South Dakota. And she just basically laughed him off. But here's the other part of the story that really irritates me is that people think Kristi Noem's a great governor because she stood up for small business during COVID. Do a little search on, don't take my word for it. Do a little search on Senate Bill 1, 2021. You'll find that Senate Bill 1, put forth by Kristi Noem, was to shut down the state of South Dakota like every other state was doing in the name of COVID protection. And the South Dakota legislators actually in 2021 stood up to her and said, no, South Dakota will stay open. The next morning, she's on Fox News bragging about what her state is going to do and how she's leading the way. She's been a hypocrite from day one. Probably the one of the most concerning things about Kristi Noem is that anyone that she has determined to be a conservative threat to her and her left agenda within the peer capital has been targeted. That's Julie Freimuller, who spent, 10 days, 2 weeks defending her right to be a senator? Ask the people who Kristi Noem is finding liberal individuals or certainly centrist to run against the conservative elected officials in the state of South Dakota. I share all of this with you because people have not wanted to listen to what Kristi Noem is really like until she brags proudly about killing a 14-month-old wire-haired pointer puppy. I've dealt with this for a long time. In fact, at one point in time, I did this segment called From the Doghouse because I'm concerned that 82% of all pet owners consider their dog to be mother or father of their pet. It's a danger to the future of the human race. While I have most admiration and respect for all animals, I do not put them equal to that of a pet. Excuse me, I do not put the pet equal to that of a human being or my family member. Some people do. That's beside the point, and that's a discussion for a different day. What's sad in this case is that it took her admitting that she shot and killed a 14-month-old puppy before people really started asking, what's this pretty head, what's this pretty talking head that I see on television really about? That should really be a concern for all of us as American citizens who believe in the representative republic. Let's go beyond skin deep, my friends. We're in for some times when we need to know who's with us and who's against us. And my final question of the day for Kristi Noem, I see from IRS tax documents that you received or purchased land in the state of Iowa to the tune of 700 acres at a reduced rate because of a donor. Who is that donor? Where is that land? And how much of a reduced rate was it? And how did you acquire $19 million in net worth in the last 4 years? Across the Plains, Trent Luce, KOTA News Radio, the Cavalcade of Information. We're back with more after this.